Hello and welcome, friends, creatives. Welcome back to another episode of Talent Talks, where we get real about building a business that's creative and sustainable. Today's episode is titled Marketing That Doesn't Feel Gross. And I know it's something that makes a lot of us creatives squirm, because let's be honest, a lot of marketing advice or a lot of things that are marketed towards us kind of feel icky and overbranded. Or if you're like me and can magically do a spectacular marketing campaign for everyone else but yourself, you're in the right place. Some gross marketing tactics include, but are not limited to, scarcity tactics, manufactured urgency, guilt tripping and FOMO, or overhyped claims. But marketing doesn't have to be so manipulative. It can be generous, clear, respectful, and authentic. And no, I'm not just sounding off marketing buzzwords here. So today I want to break down why marketing feels gross and how to avoid it, how to get clear on your offer so people actually get it, how to share consistently without sounding salesy, and how real-world creatives market with integrity. And the last one, why building community is your marketing secret weapon. Let's get into it. So let's talk about why marketing feels gross sometimes. Marketing feels gross when it's designed to create anxiety. Sometimes it preys on your fear of missing out, or when it's all hype and no actual substance. This feels icky because it is. It's manipulative. Think COVID-19 toilet paper craze, but instead it's that infomercial ad you see at 2 a.m. for the Sweeperjet 5000, 75% off for the next 5 seconds. But if you're listening to this, I'm gonna guess that you don't want to be that person, and I might not personally know you, but I don't want you to be that person either. You want to help, not hustle people. You want people to buy because they want to, not because they feel cornered. And you probably want to communicate value clearly and honestly. And that's good. It means you already have the ethics part down. So let's move on to the clarity part. If your marketing feels gross, sometimes the real problem isn't that you're too quote-unquote pushy, it's that you're too vague. When I first launched my online store, I wanted to offer everything, so no one felt excluded. I offered too many options with one product, and since I wanted to shove everything into one quote-unquote convenient offering, it ended up looking like a smorgasbord of random items that made no sense to my ideal customer. The result? People saw the product and left. They didn't know what it was for, and they couldn't see themselves in it. Here's what I should have done instead. I should have picked one clear customer concern or need, offered a single focused solution, and shown exactly how it worked, who it was for, and why it solved their problem. Bonus points if you can do that in one sentence or less in your CTA. Let's talk about some other classic examples. Let's say you have a photography business. Instead of saying, I do weddings, portraits, events, pets, corporate headshots, ... it's much clearer to say, I help couples capture candid, emotional wedding stories they'll cherish forever. This way, you're saying who's it for, couples getting married, the problem, stiff, generic photos, the benefit of hiring you, emotional, story-driven memories, and how, relaxed, candid sessions with personal planning. Let's say instead you're a freelance writer. Instead of saying, I can write anything for anyone, a better pitch is, I help tech companies turn complicated features into clear, persuasive sales copy. It captures the who, tech companies, the problem, confusing jargon with heavy messaging, the benefit, better sales and customer understanding, and the how, specialized copywriting with industry knowledge. For artists, this might look like, instead of saying, buy my art, it's unique, you could try something along the lines of custom watercolor portraits that celebrate your family's story. Again, it gets the who, families wanting personal keepsakes, the problem, generic wall art with no meaning, the benefit, a cherished personalized heirloom, and the how, commission process with collaborative design. Our last example is a coaching example. So a lot of coaches that I've worked with, they say things like, I want to help people improve their lives, and they have a lot of passion behind it, right? And this is a great value. It's a great core value to have, but it doesn't quite resonate with customers. So I tell them to try something a little bit different, like a niche within a niche, I call it. So instead of I help people improve their lives, they could try I help overwhelmed entrepreneurs create sustainable schedules that protect their creative energy. It works on the who, overwhelmed entrepreneurs, the problem, burnout and chaos, the benefit, sustainable and balanced work life, and the how, customized coaching sessions with proven framework. Clarity is an act of kindness. It shows respect to your customer's time and trust. When people don't understand what you're offering, they can't buy it. And confusion causes friction, which then leads to distrust in you or your product or service. So instead of going down that rabbit hole, ask yourself these questions. 1, who is it for? 2, what problem does it solve? 3, what's the result or benefit? And 4, how do they get it? Get clear on your one-liner, what it is I'm offering, down, and I promise you won't be disappointed. For example, mine for KO Creative is we tell stories that people want to listen to. Or an even more clear version of that would be we tell brand stories people don't ignore. Since at the time we did a lot of B2C marketing with a large emphasis on copywriting. When you make it easy to understand, people can make an informed choice. No sleazy tricks required. Now let's talk about how to share to serve, not to sell. I was really stuck because on one end, I wanted to share what I had, like all my content, but I didn't want to be too salesy. And then I tried to reframe it. I didn't focus on selling, I focused on serving my community. I wanted to share my process, my insights, the behind the scenes, answer questions that I wished clients asked. Because at the end of the day, people want to know the person behind the business. They want to see that you're a real human who gets their needs. Marketing that feels good is really an education, like a learning moment and an invitation. It says, here's what I do, here's how it helps, and if you want it, it's here for you. No tricks, just truth. Let's dive into some real-world examples. So my first one is Issa Rae. She's an actress, writer, producer, and she built her audience through her honest, raw YouTube series, Awkward Black Girl. No big marketing budget, no forced hype, just realness that connected deeply. She then turned that authentic voice into a loyal fan base, a best-selling book, and multiple TV deals with Insecure on HBO. She used honesty and relatability as her marketing superpower. Next up, we have founder of Patagonia, Yvon Chouinard. Sorry, I have an accent, but he's French. Anyway, he was very transparent about pricing, sustainability, and even anti-consumerism. He's famous for the "Don't Buy This Jacket" ad that directly challenged mindless shopping. He built brand trust not by selling harder, but aligning with values his audience cared most about. He used personal values as his marketing foundation. Our last example is Tyler, the Creator. He's a musician and a designer. He built his brand, Golf Wang, with clear, unmistakable voice and aesthetic. No forced scarcity or manufactured hype. He limited drops and was very transparent and participatory, so his fans knew exactly what they were buying into. That led to more trust because he was consistently himself and unapologetically weird, creatively free, and he talked to that community that just got him. He didn't try to water down his voice for everyone. He used his unique voice and vibe to build a community that understood him. Now let's talk about why community matters. And it's something that a lot of us solo creatives overlook. When you're marketing your own work, it's easy to feel like you're shouting into a void or worse, like you're all alone trying to convince people to care. That's why building real human connection matters. Because community turns marketing from a one-way sales pitch into an ongoing conversation. It can give you honest feedback so you're not guessing what people want. It helps you see your blind spots and avoid the echo chamber. And it gives you emotional support so you don't burn out or lose faith. And importantly, more importantly, it's not about collecting followers. It's about building genuine relationships and listening to what your community actually wants from you. An example of this is Issa Rae famously said, "I'm rooting for everyone Black." She didn't just market to an audience, she built an amplified community that supported each other. Another example is how Tyler, the Creator, built Golf Wang with a community of fans who just got him. He didn't try to win everyone over, he built a community surrounding those who also felt misunderstood. Our last example is how Patagonia's customers aren't just buyers, they're part of a movement around sustainability. So, if your marketing feels gross, focus on connection. Listen more, engage more, give more. It's a lot harder to feel sleazy when you're treating people like people. If you felt resistant to marketing, ask yourself, what would it look like to market like I talk to a friend? How can I make my offer easier to understand? How can I make people feel safe buying from me? You don't have to overhype, you don't have to manipulate. You can market with clarity, consistency, and care, and still make sales. As Simon Sinek, a British-American author and TED Talk presenter, whose Start With Why talk is one of the most watched TED Talks of all time, said, "People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it." You can grow your business without losing your integrity. You can invite people in, not push them over. Because at the end of the day, marketing is just communication. And the best communication is honest, helpful, and human. As always, thanks so much for listening to Talent Talks. This episode was sponsored by KO Creative Agency, where we believe in helping you build a brand that feels as good as it looks. If today's conversation got you thinking about how to find your branding voice, check out this week's free interactive one-pager, the Non-Sleazy Marketing Worksheet, designed to help you connect with your audience in a more human, clear, and ethical way. Explore all our tools, including our KO Creative Agency Etsy store, where we offer professional branding at coffee shop pricing. Build honest offers, craft clear messaging, and connect with the right clients with our 10-page interactive marketing clarity guidebook, which gives you step-by-step instructions for defining your ideal client and crafting an irresistible offer that still feels authentic. It also includes several interactive sections that give you real-time feedback on your messaging so you can fix red flags before you hit publish. You can find all free tools at kocreativeagency.com under our Tools for Creatives tab, or visit our Etsy shop at KO Creative Agency. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time on Talent Talks.